Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of Black Bulls, Queens of Spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It is Doc Chocolate, and I am going to try to start doing something new with these podcasts that I record. Usually, when I'm doing these Bulls and Queens podcasts, I just pretty much, for the most part, interview other people that are lifestyle swingers and whatnot, but some of you guys have been wanting to hear more about my, like, my weekly and my daily happenings and stuff that I do. So here goes. And actually, before I get into that, I've gotten behind on reading my reviews that I've gotten for Bulls and Queens. So first review comes from Mr. Crown John on April 8th, 2024. And he basically states, great show, and left a 4-star review. He said, hey Doc, this is a great show, especially hearing about the lifestyle from an African-American view. One critique I would say is to not have the extra music playing when you're talking. It kind of drowns out what I'm trying to hear from you and the guest. And John, I definitely hear you, my man. And I've actually gotten that critique from a couple other people's, so I apologize for that. I'm trying to be like creative and all that, and the music backgrounds have been a bit loud, so I will definitely address that. I'll either make sure that the music in the background is very, very minute, very low, or I just won't put the music on there at all. So thank you, John, for that critique. I do want to say one thing before I get to my weekend review. So, as many of you guys know, I split up with Caramel. She's my was my wife, and so you know me, I was out and about, and I was actually dating somebody, and so we're actually broken up now. So, you guys, I am single and ready to mingle. And typically, I would not post this on the podcast, but then I realized that there's been so many podcasts, probably about 2 or 3 episodes that I've already recorded where I was talking about, hey, my girlfriend. And so I don't want y'all to get confused or anything like that. So we mutually decided to go our separate ways. But my ex-girlfriend, she's a beautiful person and love her to death. And but I am ready and to be single and to mingle, y'all. So shoot your shots. My email is bullsandqueens@gmail.com. I am a trained husband. I know how to love, how to kiss. I know how to provide. I like long walks on starry, moony nights. I'm being sassy now. I actually do like all that stuff, though. But anyways, one thing that I really, really learned from her is the value of communication, because both two of us were very strong on our communication, which was like actually a breath of fresh air. So she was brutally honest, right? Which I absolutely loved. Good, bad, or ugly, she was brutally honest. And I'm very honest myself. But the one thing that she told me initially when we first started dating, when I was like all up in her inbox, was she said, okay, Doc, if you're going to date me, these are my rules. Number one is you need to call me 3 times a day. To which I was like, God damn, that's a lot of calls a day. I'm a busy man. But guess what? If you really like a person and you're digging them, you're gonna do that. So guess what my happy ass did? I was calling that girl 3 times a day, and you know, we're having great deep conversations. And then number two was she said, okay, and you need to tell me I am beautiful every day, which wasn't hard to do because she's a very beautiful person. And I feel like that's so important in our relationships and in the society, is that we need to be honest and have open communication. And so I believe that that's really the forefront and the foundation of this lifestyle that we live, consensual non-monogamy, whatever you want to call it. Because if we don't have communication or open communication with each other, with your spouse, whatnot, then how will this last? How will we be able to live our best life in the lifestyle? So if there's things that you want to do, try, have, or be, either by yourself or with your partner, I feel like good, bad, or ugly, you should go ahead and address that and communicate it with them in a loving manner, of course, but it needs to be said, because relationships do break down quickly because of a lack of communication. So make sure you guys are communicating with each other and all that. And don't even fear the repercussions. As long as you say what you had to say in love, stick with it. All right. But y'all, I'm single and ready to mingle. So y'all get at me. It's summertime. Yeah. I'm a trained husband with 24 years of experience. Send your resume to me, bullsandqueens@gmail.com, ladies. All right, so I'm an asshole, I know. So let me talk about my week in review. So I came back from Nebraska. I had to sell my dad's house. For many of you guys who know, he passed away about a year and a half ago. And so I sold his house, and we cashed that in and whatnot. And I came back to Nevada, and then I drove out to Arizona for a shoot house with Mr. Nuts and Richard Mann and Mr. Mysterious, and there's a lot of beautiful ladies out there that I got to shoot with, but I'll talk about that here in a future episode. But after that, I drove back from Arizona to Las Vegas, and then I was resting in Las Vegas for about 2 days, and then I had to fly out to Tampa, Florida, and I did my little male whore tour Tampa style. And it was a very, very fun time. And one of the ladies that I shot with was a beautiful, gorgeous woman by the name of Caitlin Hatley. So Caitlin Hatley. And so she was actually somebody that I had been chopping it up with last year, I want to say. And we kind of did one of those numbers where we're like, hey, if you're in Vegas, let's get together and hook up. And then she was doing the same. Hey, if you're ever in Tampa, let's hook up. And so when I was planning my trip out to Tampa, I was going through my inbox and I just was searching for all the people that I had talked to who live in Tampa. And I saw her name pop up and I was like, oh, okay, let me reach out to her. And so we chatted, we talked, exchanged phone numbers, and y'all, this woman is gorgeous. Oh my God. And I had known I would have flown out there to Florida earlier. So she comes to my hotel out there in Tampa, and she's absolutely gorgeous. She's about 5'8". She has this long, curly, sandy brown hair. So if you guys are old enough to remember Felicity, I forget what her name is. Her real name is, I think it's, I don't know what her real name is. I forgot. But if y'all remember Felicity with the curly hair, that's the type of hair that Caitlin had. And so she and her husband actually used to be on the Howard Stern show. And so, Caitlin Hartley, that's actually her real name. And so she's building a brand. And so, she's an ex athlete, used to play basketball, volleyball, and, she's a rocker chick. So she loves her heavy metal. She comes in and she has some character, right? And so she's a total sweetheart. And so anyways, you know, she got this curly, beautiful, sandy brown hair, these beautiful eyes, and she's like kind of like toned and slim in the upper body and has these nice boobs, these nice full boobs. And then you get down to the hip area, right? I mean, she got this narrow waist and she has this big old booty in these hips, y'all. And the thing that got me, which I did not see before until I actually got to Florida, was this girl knows how to twerk. I mean, she was just like twerking on me and like her booty was just going up and down, left cheek up, right cheek down, ba-bam, 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 ba-bam. And I was just mesmerized. It was like I was just hypnotized by the booty, y'all. It was like phenomenal. And so if you go to my Twitter right now, you'll be able to see the pinned post that I did at the top. But I mean, that booty was on fire, right? And so anyways, we chatted for probably about an hour before we actually started shooting and playing together. And she's a really sweet person, so y'all should follow her. She's on X at Caitlin Hartley, and that's Caitlin with a K as a kite. And we did a scene where basically she was my fitness instructor. So she had her fitness gear on and like these tiny shorts, these booty shorts that really showed off her booty, and this like crop top. And so she was basically playing the part of the mean fitness instructor and telling me to do like crunches on the exercise mat. And so I was doing them wrong. And so she was like, no, you're doing it wrong, Doc. You're doing it wrong. All right, well, we're going to change it up. I'm going to sit on your legs and you're going to do these crunches and you're going to put your face in my booty. And I was like, okay, coach. And so I was putting it in her booty. And then she's like, you're still doing it wrong. And then she's like, okay, get up, get up. And so at this point, we're in the living room. And then she's like, okay, you need to be punished because you are not doing the exercise correctly. And so she points down to my dick, right? Which I'm totally rock hard by that point, right? Because again, I'm doing crunches and I'm doing crunches in this woman's like booty, which is just like phenomenal. And so I'm totally turned on, right? And so she's like, what's that? And she's pointing at my shorts and my totally pitched tents that I'm making. And then I was like, I can't help it, coach. I'm totally turned on by you. And so she grabs me by the cock and she's like, okay, well, that's it. And so she's like, follow me. So she grabs me by the cock, right? And she leads me out as if she's leading me by the leash, except she's using my cock. And we go into the bedroom. And so once we're in the bedroom, she's like, okay, drop your pants, your shorts, and bend over. And I was like, what are you going to do, coach? And she's like, stop asking questions. You're asking too many questions. And so I drop my pants down and she starts like spanking me like really hard. Like she's really spanking me, right? And hint, hint, you guys, ladies, I actually love getting roughed up a little bit. So that's like one of my kinks is you can like spank me, you can slap me, you can choke me, scratch my back, you can squeeze my dick. I like love that shit. I'm totally kinky like that. And so anyways, she tells me, okay, well, you know what, Doc? Your first punishment is you're going to eat my pussy and you're going to eat it real good and I better come. And I was like, okay, I'll try, coach. And she was like, you better not try, you better do. And so so I'm eating her pussy and then, you know, I'm making her come, you know, because hey y'all, I got a PhD in eating pussy. So yeah, you guys were wondering why am I a doc? It's because I got my PhD in eating pussy. So yeah, it is what it is. And so and so anyways, that goes on for about 5-10 minutes. And then she's like, okay, you know what? You did pretty good. You did pretty good. So you're pretty good eating pussy. So I'll give you that. She's like, I want you to bury your face in my ass and I want you to worship my ass right now. And I was like, okay, coach. So she bends over on the bed and I just like bury my face in her like voluptuous ass. And I am just like giving her like the rim job of her life. I'm just like all up in her asshole. And like, usually I'm not a ass eater or a salad tosser, but yeah, I was just like, yeah, I just went in for it. You guys, I was eating her ass like it was Thanksgiving Day dinner. And so and so after that, you guys, like, yeah, we just like began to fuck and like she's riding me and I'm like fucking her in doggy style and I am just pounding the shit out of her. So at this point, this is where I kind of get to dom her and I'm just like pounding her ass, right? Because I mean, like, again, she got this voluptuous ass. She got an ass that's made for doggy style and slapping the shit out of that ass, right? And so like, it was total fun. Where did I come at? I think I gave her a cream pie. But yeah, you guys are gonna definitely have to check out that video when it publishes to my OnlyFans and my MediVids. But oh my god, that was an excellent time. I give that chick a 5 stars out of 5 star. Yeah. So anyways, let's get on to the episode, y'all. I'm drooling right here at the mouth.
Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to this spicy episode.
What's up? What's up, everybody? It is Doc Chocolates BBC. They call me Chocolate because I taste like chocolate. And your wife can probably agree with that. Yeah. What's up, Chocolate Man? The other Chocolate Man that's on the podcast. How you doing today, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, my friend. Thank you for the platform, Lennon, too. This is your boy, Dimitri BC.
Man, also, you're not supposed to say your name. I'm supposed to say your name, and then we put in applause. Man. We put in the applause and post-editing, man.
My bad.
Dimitri is he's a novice in podcasting. Not teasing you, man. All right. So y'all know who he is, but I'm gonna give him a proper introduction here in a moment. I love this guy. So you guys make sure you visit my little website at bullsandqueens.com. And once you get to that website at bullsandqueens.com, you can see everything that I do out here in Las Vegas and across the country. So you can see my lifestyle adventures that I typically have with cuckold couples and with stag vixen couples and couples in the lifestyle, and even some single ladies on video, and it gets kind of kinky. And so you definitely want to check that out if that's what you're into, which if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are into that. And also make sure that you get your copy of The Bulls, The Cucks, and The Queen's Survival Guide to the Lifestyle. It's my free gift, my free ebook to you, just because I love you. And if you are looking to set up a gangbang for your wife, or you want a private party, make sure you hit that contact form on there. Get with me, and then we will discuss making sure that we make your fantasy a reality. That being said, let me reintroduce the man of the hour. This dude is a super tiny dude who never lifts weights. And this dude is a huge mountain of a man. He's like 6'3", 250 pounds of rock solid muscle. He is Dimitri VC. VC stands for Velvet Curtain. Whatever goes on behind the velvet curtain, that's something which is up for debates. But go ahead and give my man Dimitri VC a hand. Woo!
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome, man. How you doing today, Dimitri?
Bro, it's about time we do this. I'm down here in sunny Florida and living some great weather right now. Can't complain. So still living my best life, if not the better.
That's what I'm talking about. And every time I talk to you, Dimitri, it's always a breath of fresh air talking to you, because just how genuine and peaceful you are. And you're all about peace, which I love. You got this like peaceful demeanor about yourself.
Well, of course, I do believe that my life experiences is who made me who I am today. My military background, my upbringing, and plus the strong friendship I have with certain friends, brotherhood, my friends, they all keep you humble. I will say that, if I need to be checked, they check me. So once I get that chip on my shoulder, they could be right there to knock it back off. And I appreciate those brothers.
And I love that, Dimitri, because we have too many yes men or yes women in our lives. And I personally believe that a true friend is somebody that's going to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly with love, that's perfect. And so you were on our podcast before. You were actually on episode 95 along with Craig McKinney. And you guys were at Splash Mocha, and it was how to find a bull for your wife. For your wife. Yeah. So, what did you think of that discussion that we all had a few weeks ago, man?
It was funny because it's like how you find a bull for your wife when we were surrounded by at least 150 bulls.
Right.
Yo, it was amazing. And plus, you know, sitting beside Craig, I couldn't really focus. I'm too busy laughing. That guy right there, he's amazing.
Man, that guy is a comedian. Like when I first met him, he just had us all rolling, man. He needs his own stand-up comedy show.
Hey, that's why we call him Dimitri number two. You gotta share that. You gotta share. I will let him share that story with you.
Oh yeah, trust me, he did. He did. He told me about that even before I met you, man. So
Oh,
yeah, man. So and Dimitri, go ahead and tell everybody how they can find you and your Twitter slash X and your OF.
well, I'm Dimitri VC on Twitter, and I'm actually Dimitri VC on OF. I'm Dimitri VC, well, Dimitri underscore VC on Minivids as well. You know, I believe in just keeping it simple to where it's not hard for anybody to find me. And also, I have my links posted on my ex site as well, you know, underscore Dimitri VC. And that's where you'll find me. And if you have, what's this site called? No, my bad. Fansly is also Dimitri VC.
Oh, nice. And you guys, I know there's a bunch of different ways to spell Dimitri, but it's Delta, Echo, Mary, Echo, Tango, Robert, Igloo, and then underscore,
DC.
Victor, Charlie.
Charlie. That's right.
Boom.
That's
Boom,
right.
boom, boom. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Dimitri, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, tell us about your upbringing. So, obviously, you served in the military, and God bless you, and thank you for your service. Like, tell us a little
Yes.
bit more about that.
Well, let's see, to give you a quick rundown. You know, I graduated high school in 1993. Yes, 1993.
Oh, you're an old
I
man then.
age like fine wine, brother. The moment I walked across that stage that Friday, that Monday morning, I re-enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps, right out of Parris Island, South Carolina. And you know, going through MCT, AIT, OSI, all my training, you know, I was actually trying right into deployment to Kuwait.
Wow.
So I, you know, from Kuwait to Bosnia, from Bosnia to Kosovo, from Kosovo to Afghanistan, and finally ended up in Iraq. And I was like, okay, it's time to go home. I'm done. So almost 18 years
Yeah,
of my life.
yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, through my journey in the military is how I discovered the lifestyle. And I was actually in Mannheim, Germany. I ended up in the bar and flirting with this tall six. I'm 6'3", bro. This lady was 6'5", blonde.
Wow, she was taller than you? So,
Yes.
okay, let me ask you this. She was 6'5 in heels, or she was
No, 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 no,
6'5
no.
just regular?
Yo, we were dancing, and first I thought she had on heels, but she said because we was dancing, and I looked down,
Yeah.
she had no shoes on. She was
Wow.
6'5",
Not even flats.
bro. Nothing. She was barefoot.
Jeez, what were you
And
thinking when you saw that?
Amazon, blonde Amazon, like, and
Shoot, now you know how I feel like when I'm dancing with these chicks in these stiletto heels, me and my little 5'7" ass, like shoot.
yes, you know, she, we, there's a lot of dancing, flirting, and the language barrier was minimum, but I remember her saying to me vividly, would I like to fuck? And who the hell don't want to fuck? I'm like, fuck yeah. So she said, come with me. And the moment I went with her, we went to the table where her husband was sitting, and I was like, oh shit. But you know, he was high, he was drunk. He was like, you want to fuck my wife? And I was like, yeah, I'm a 20-year-old kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just literally turned the chair around, pulled up her skirt, and said, go at it. And He kissed her hand when I smashed that shit doggy style.
Oh, right there in the club?
Oh, yeah. This is Germany, dude. You can do what the fuck you want over there.
Jeez. So, back I mean, then. Okay, look. Back then, okay. Let me ask you this, Dimitri. Was it like a lifestyle club or was it a regular club?
I didn't, like I said, I wasn't familiar with the lifestyle back then, but I just thought this was just the culture of Germany. And this is where all the U.S. service brothers would go and hang out. Now, the thing about it, it was a club with a bar area, and they had a spot where you can go gamble. They had like a private door. Mm-hmm. And we went through that door where people was gambling, and we were just off to the side, and we was going hard. And he just kept saying, "My hot wife, my hot wife, my hot wife." Yeah, she's fucking hot, dude. It only took me 4.5 minutes to get off.
I'll bet, man. Hey, for a 20-year-old kid, man, and you were in a foreign country and that happens to you, I give you kudos for even lasting 4.5 minutes. I would have been at like 1:59.
Well, you know, you had that issue where, okay, I can't get hard. Is he looking at me? Like, man, I overcame all that shit. But once you put her lips on me, I was like, hey, you better stop and bend over because this shit gonna be done fast. And we went at it. And I kept going back to that bar. And they would introduce me to more people. And it was like, hey, bring more people or bring more GIs. And we finally started doing parties, but they were actually doing this before us. So I guess me and the PFCs and Lance Corporals, we were the young guys. So I guess it was our moment. And that's how my journey began with me, bro. And I seek that shit at every country I went to and discovered it was way popular overseas than it was in the United States.
Jeez. So I bet as a young man, I mean, again, you're 20 years old, you're a good looking guy, you're a GI, you're 6'3". Were you pretty muscular back then or were you skinny?
No, I was probably like a solid, I'm like 250 now. I was probably like a solid 190, 200. So I was more ripped and toned. I wasn't like small, but I was just more ripped and toned than anything. And it was always, who's the big guy? Who's the big guy? Uh-huh. So it's like I would feel bad because my other brothers, they like, well, I'm 5'10", and they were legit, they 5'10", but they'll say, well, I'm 6 feet. And they go, well, I want the guy that's 6 feet plus. They want the tall guy. So I would actually start it, and then I would pull them in like, hey, can my brothers join? And then once my brothers join, I would ease out and go to another woman. Hey, can my brothers join? Ease out and jump to another woman. So I was like bringing the guys in to have fun too.
Okay, so you're like everybody's wingman, and I know everybody must have freaking loved you. Like all the dudes must have loved you.
Oh God, yes, man. Like, D, we were going out again. Let's go out on Tuesday. Like, no, dude, we got fucking work to do.
Oh man. So you said that in your first encounter with the lady, the Amazon chick. You said that y'all went behind the curtain. So is it that kind of where you came up with the idea for the VC, the Velvet Curtain?
Oh, no. So Velvet Curtain was that was discovered back in 2016. Me and a group of guys, we was going to everybody's party, and it got to a point where it was like, hey, let's get a group of us together and create like a board of directors so we all are equal. And we all just said, let's put a party together that's for single guy-friendly couples and just bring in a couple of guys and a couple of women and just make it a private thing. And we was like, well, what are we going to call each other? Like, what are we going to call this brand? And we was talking about Splash Bros and good this. And it was like so much. And one of my buddies, I give him credit because he discovered it. And he was like, hey, he said, what's that big red velvet curtain right there? Let's put it up over the thing. And like, so people can walk through it. And he was like, hey, that's the name of the group, Velvet Curtain. And that's how we come up with velvet curtain. He actually saw a velvet curtain laying across the couch, and that's how we come up with the name.
Man, so
Velvet Curtain is a party group. It's actually a legit party group on SDC. If you put up Velvet Curtain, you know, my face will show up.
Okay. And explain to people who may not know what SDC is.
SDC is a swinger site that's very, very popular on the East Coast. I just realized it's a regional thing. Swingers dates, something like that.
Yeah, I never know what those acronyms mean either, Dimitri. So
yeah, but it's just another social site to meet couples and singles, you know, like-minded individuals. So
okay. And so nowadays, I mean, you're pretty much chilling, and you and me, we have conversations every now and then, man, on the phone, and I love talking to you. And this is basically like your business and your life now, right?
Oh, yes. You know, of course, like, you know, I'm the host of Splash Smoker, and I took that on full time. And it was right on time because I was getting ready to retire from the workforce in general.
Okay.
And once they brought me on, I just made it a legit profession. And I've been a part of the Splash family. Now, I've been a part of the Splash Smoker family, you know, since the first one. But being, like, officially tied in with the team is right before COVID, 2019.
Okay. So is that when they started Splash Mocha? Was 2019?
No, Splash was started back in 2013.
Okay. Well, I know that the regular Splash was older, but like the Splash Mocha part of it, was that 2019 or was that before?
No, the original Splash, like, is Splash Mocha is the sister company for Splash. And basically what it come down to is Splash Mocha was created based off the chocolate room that we will host at Splash Takeover. You know, and the chocolate room got so big and it started to grow popularity to where it was just pretty much common sense to start our own brand. And with the owners of Splash and, you know, Matt Tina, they was all on board and that created the birth of Splash Mocha.
Okay. Beautiful. What do you like the best about Splash Mocha?
Honestly, I like the fact that it was built and designed based off the importance and the respect of single men, preferably single black men in the lifestyle community. You know, it was built on the premises of not just typical BBC, but you see a gentleman above any and everything, because you see a guy standing in front of you with clothes on. You see a gentleman with character, not just character, merit, experience, etiquette, you know, the hygiene is there. Everything that defines him as a strong quality brother or bull stands before you. And before you get to see what's his BBC, the size, the shape, the curve, or whatever, you get the opportunity to meet the merit of that gentleman. And that's what we building the premises on, the respect that we deserve in the lifestyle community and our mark that we have made in the lifestyle community.
Got it. And so a lot of these couples that come out to Splash Mocha, typically they're usually white. Some may be Asian, Latino. Heck, some of them may even be black themselves or interracial couples.
Yes.
And they're looking for strong professional black men that like to have fun and they can perform, right?
Well, yes. No, not just on that sense. No, they're looking for the overall experience of adding a third to their dynamic. And because, you know, some couples, they're not really single guy friendly. So it's also a challenge for them. And we understand that. That's why we always push to have conversations before you engage in anything. And we want them to know that it's safe to come here and have this experience. We want them to know they can come in and have conversations with us. We just want you to come in and have an open mind and understand that play isn't guaranteed, but the experience of having fun and meeting and mingling with us is promising.
Yeah.
And the range is global, dude. We have, you know, people come from all the continents to have fun with us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, I will ask you as an individual, I will actually take you with me. Like, we step back and you just see the energy that's going back and forth amongst the people, the laughter, the smiles, you know, the hugs. It's such a beautiful picture. It's like a TV show that's just moving. And you see all this unity and love going between each other. Because, you know, I tell people, once you come through those doors of Splash Smoker, any entity that's out there that's very negative or divisive, leave that shit outside. Your wealth, mm-hmm. your status, your political, your religion, it does not matter once you come through those doors of Splash Smoker. As Splash Smoker, you are a guest. And we treat all the guests the same. Special.
That is awesome. It's almost like you roll out the red carpet, the red velvet yes. carpet or curtain.
Yes, we just try to let them know that Splash Smoker platform is a platform for single men. So come in and respect our brothers like you want our brothers to respect you and your wife.
Great. And how do you vet the bulls, the men, the single men that come up to Splash Smoker?
Well, I will say this, you know, I tell all guys, just because you can pay the money and you think you have a big tube between your legs does not get you into a Splash Smoker. No, I do have a vetting process where we have a conversation or we have a meetup or Zoom. No, I do all three. And, I dig into their lifestyle experiences, affiliations, who they may know, who, and I ask questions. You know, I just have a conversation. And from there, I just made my decision based off how our conversation goes. And I will, maybe some people say I'm really hard because, you know, I may go through 10 guys just to get one. But yeah. Again, this is about the brand. It's not just to let everybody in. It's all about bringing in quality brothers that can, you know, fit the brand as well. Represent my brand in a true gentleman fashion and understand this is a we thing, not an I thing. It's unity. It's our Mecca, our sanctuary. And I won't know any slinging dick coming in fucking it up.
And I love that. I believe that's the way it should be, you know. And I remember I was talking to one brother and he was like, yeah, I tried to get into Splash Smoker, but DaVinci wouldn't let me in. I was thinking in my head, yeah, I kind of know why. But I won't say anything about that. But hey, dude, you must have been drunk when you let me in. Like, shoot.
With you was so funny that I've been hearing about your name like across the circuit, and I kept saying like, "Who the fuck is Doc?" So, actually, there was a brother came to Splash a couple of years ago. And they was like, "Oh, I think that's Doc," and I actually went to introduce myself, and he was like, "No, man, I'm Corey." I'm like, "Oh shit, my bad," and I was like, "That's not him." So I've been hearing your name, and then, you know, we had a mutual friend, and she says, "Hey, Doc is going to be at my house. You should come and meet him," and that's how we met.
Yes.
A lot of people highly of you. And, you know, like I said, the moment we met, is like, hey, my long-lost brother.
Right? I was like, I immediately loved you, man, because, you know, I had heard your name around, around the internet as well, right? And it's funny how you hear about people, because, you know, if you're doing good, people are going to talk about you. And if you're doing bad, obviously, yeah, people are definitely going to talk about you, right?
Of course.
And so, like, I had heard about you and, you know, Splash Smoker and this and that. And I was like, okay, I got to meet this guy, right? And so, you know, I know we had followed each other, I think maybe a year ago, year and a half ago or something like that.
Yes.
But then I think we got into a text message conversation, you and your lady, and it was great meeting you for the first time. And I love that. It's all about networking. And I will say this, talking about what you tell the couples and even the single guys when they come to Splash Smoker, I really love the fact that you say that, hey, play is not guaranteed. You're just going to come and have an experience. And I think personally that that's the way that we should all look at lifestyle parties or get togethers or whatnot, just because, like, whenever I go to a party, right? And this is just me, Dimitri, but I never come with the expectation that I'm going to play with somebody, right? Like, nine times out of 10, that usually does happen. But, like, I always come with the expectation or the primary objective that, hey, I'm just going to go have a good time. I'm going to meet new people. I'm going to flirt. I'm going to just, you know, have a fun time, have some laughs and all that. And then if I do play, okay, I play. And if not, okay, it's still good.
That's pretty much it. Like, you know, I would say before the play comes, the approach, you know, that instant conversation, the handshake, the meet and greet, and if the energy and the consent is there mutually, oh, by all means, have a ball. Just be responsible, be safe, and be respectful.
Yeah. But, and you ladies have two balls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh shit! I know I'm corny. I'm a corny mofo, oh, man. You don't have to tell me.
Hey, we all are, bro. We all are.
All right. So okay. So getting back to you personally, Dimitri. So okay. So you're out here in Europe, man, just slaying dick, right? So you got your own D-Day landing, like just dick down landing, right? And you come back to the States. And I imagine, you know, as a young man in your 20s, part of you probably wanted to stay over there in Europe.
Well,
but
it kind of goes dark a little bit because I got injured. You know, I was pretty much every tour I served, I was either shot, stabbed, or shot again, or blown up, or some shit. So I always came back home injured. So when I was actually blown up in 95 in Kosovo, I would see the pictures. I just ran across the pictures last night. And I came home. I was actually down for 3 years. You know, my spine had shifted. So it kept me down from 95 to like 98. And I fought to stay in, because I didn't want to just retire and, you know, come home in the wheelchair. So I started doing some controversial stuff, and I actually ended up getting stem cell in Shanghai, China. You know, they were, because stem cell wasn't legal in the United States back then. So I was doing injections of lamb, sheep, and chicken embryo.
Jeez.
And of course, with the surgeries and everything, you know, you go back in and you do the whole process of therapy, and my body was, I pretty much just rebuilt my whole body back. And it gets kind of foggy because, you know, I had such a big memory loss, but I got married and I brought my wife into the lifestyle with me. And it was great, but it was also somewhat of a disaster because she was too fucking jealous. Let's just be honest.
Okay.
I can't be that brother that have a big smile on my face while I'm fucking another man's hot wife. It's like, hey, you having too much fun? Oh, shit. You know?
You're trying to look like a happy meal.
Yes. And, you know, I just got to a point where it's like, you know what? This is just not working. And amongst other things, that we called it quits on our marriage, and we stay civil due to our children.
Okay, and, that's good.
Yeah, so I came back to the States, and to be honest with you, it really did suck because it felt like we was 20 years behind. You know, people still had the racial barrier. You still had guys that was like, there's not another guy going to fuck my wife. You know, or if they want you to fuck their wife, it was on the novelty or taboo where you could fuck my wife behind closed doors, but how dare you speak to me in public? You know, and it got to was like, no, I'm not fucking your wife. If you can't shake my hand and say hello to me in front of a crowd, fuck you and your wife. That was my mentality. Yeah. I was drunk. I was arrogant. You know, yeah. I gave the energy that they gave me. That's how I was. And I started meeting a bunch of senior guys that's in the lifestyle community, and they took me up under their wing and they saw my potential and humbled me. And that's how you got the guy I am today.
Love it. Because you're 40, you're close to being 50, aren't you?
Bro, I'll be 49 next month.
Okay. Oh, our birthdays are the same month then, because I'm March 11th. What are you?
Oh, actually, March 10th.
March 10th. Okay, so you're the day before me. I love it.
Hey, I told everybody I'm celebrating my birthday at Splash Mocha.
Man, I'm celebrating my birthday in Indiana. You and I have a mutual friend, and I'm actually dating her. And I'll be out there in Indiana.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. Thank you. So shout out to Miss Eve, the sexy fairy.
Oh, okay. Congratulations, brother.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you, man. Yeah, so
she's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, man. So she's always like speaking highly of you, man. So, but yeah.
Hey, let me back up. So
okay. Okay.
A funny story about her.
Okay. Hey, you're not going to tell me a story where she's going to kick my ass. Are you?
No.
Okay.
No, this is like how we met. You know, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning and me and Xavier was tired as fuck. Like, we was like working our ass off at Splash. And she was walking by and she said, "Is that Dimitri?" the host. And my eyes was closed and I look up and she was standing in front of me. And she was telling me, well, let's be honest, she was trying to tell me about a guy that disrespected her. But brother, she sat in my lap. I felt her curves in her ass, and I don't know what the fuck she said. I just know it sounds so good.
Yeah, because you got that hourglass shape and that booty.
Yes, man. I woke up so fast, like, huh? Yes, we're gonna find her. What the fuck did she say? No, I wasn't touching her inappropriate, but it's just the fact that she got comfortable. She sat in my lap, and my hand just instantly went to the small of her back so she don't fall backwards.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, you know, it's like she just got that extra padding back. Just like, touch that ass back here.
It was like, you're like, I gotta feel on this juicy booty.
I got the feeling. I woke up, bro. That's how we met.
Oh,
we became good friends ever since then. Hi, Dean. Hey, Eve. How you doing?
I love it, man. I just texted her and I said, "Hey, me and Dimitri are talking about you on the podcast." And she's like, "Aw," with hearty faces. I can't wait to hear it. So,
nah, man, she's a good lady. I don't want to say good girl, but she's a good lady. She holds her responsibility down. We got a chance to talk, and yes, I really salute to her. She's doing some great.
I love it, man. So,
and I'm happy for you too.
Thank you,
brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it because, yeah, you know my story, and I've gone through life circumstances the past year and a half. So it's always, you know, nice to feel like you got a W.
Hey, did you know that there's a one-of-a-kind matchmaking service for cuckolding and female-led relationships? Join now at venusconnections.com and use the code TOPTIER2024 for 40% off the top 1% membership. That's venusconnections.com. Make 2024 the year that you get the relationship of your dreams.
All right, so we're coming to the end of this podcast, but Dimitri, give me one key piece of advice for a guy out there that's single, or maybe he's married, but he plays single in the lifestyle. What key piece of advice would you give him to be successful?
I will say this is, understand that you're human. And what I mean by human, you're going to make mistakes, but to not make the same mistake over and over again, ask questions, seek education, and do your research. all the way across the board. Because you can be that hot, handsome guy with a great dick, but if you have a shitty personality, you're going to be put out the lifestyle just as fast as you walked in. So come in and be a decent human, be respectful, and just make your mark. You know, don't assume anything. Always ask. And also, most important, make sure you stay protected and make sure everything you do is consensual. And those key things right there, people will see it, and your name will go around as a quality brother that people will seek. And that's pretty much my overall advice.
Beautiful. That is very, very solid advice, Dimitri. And thank you for that. And I know the guys that are listening to this are thanking you for that, as well as the couples that are looking for bulls. They definitely thank you for that. So, and you guys, ladies, you can find Dimitri's information and how to contact him, how to follow him on social and Twitter and his OF. You can find it in the links of this podcast episode. So again, until next time, Bulls and Queens Nation, y'all stay healthy. You guys stay blessed. You support each other and live the life of your dreams. Bye.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.